Hey, everybody, and welcome to an accountable Wild Ride with Steve-O. I got to say that in the 2 days since we recorded this podcast, I've thought long and hard about not putting it out because do I really want to be that exposed for the things that I felt compelled to talk about? Is it even appropriate to talk about these things at a public level? You know, I took account of where I'm at and how I feel and what I'm struggling with. And, you know, it is what it is. And it's very, very juicy, to say the least. Plus, man, am I just choked up with gratitude for the part about my team and what my man Paul Brisky has to say about me as a boss. That was really heavy. It's just all like very raw and honest, and let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, me and the guys.
You.
We've got the gorgeous Paul Brisky in the house.
Hello, everybody.
He's back.
Vinny.
You.
Imperati.
That's right.
Scott Randolph. The Wild Ride crew. And
Wendy.
Wendy. It's my birthday, and I got the blues, man. Like, I don't like birthdays. And it didn't even have to be my birthday. I was already struggling.
Why don't you like your birthday?
I thought you were upset because we didn't text you on your birthday.
No. that's my number one thing is that, and there's a lot of things. It's not number one. I don't like how I got to battle through hundreds of text messages. You know, it's just annoying. Like, I had to just bombard it. That was my whole morning. It's just, oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Yeah, love you. You know, like,
for somebody that loves attention so much, that's kind of like, that's surprising.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
At what age did you start hating your birthdays?
26.
He knows it on the dot.
100%. 26. I remember 25, I was working in nightclubs as a circus clown, just getting drunk and lighting myself on fire, doing fire-breathing backflips in this nightclub. And I got fired for getting too drunk. But I got the job on cruise ships. I was stoked. I was celebrating. The next year, 26, I'm working in the circus. And I showed up to work. Everybody's there. Like, the whole day, I did not tell one person that it was my birthday because I was bummed that I was 26.
Why? What's 26?
Yeah, because that's old? Like,
it was older than I cared to be. It was just all downhill from there. You know, I'm 26. 25 was cool, but 26 is a step too far.
I mean, this is sort of like the end of, like, some sort of childhood. Like, no one says, like, you're young when you're 26. At 25, they sort of say that still, but,
yeah,
like,
they do. Everybody's older than 26 says, you're young.
Now, like, I'm 49. It's a straight bummer, you know? Like, and every year, my birthday just makes me a whole year older. It's this annoying day that makes you an entire year older when you don't want to be older, and people bug you with texts all day. And what else?
But isn't it like a isn't it like a blessing because you didn't think you're going to live past 30 anyway? So, like, you're like, dude, I'm fucking plus 90. You know.
Sure. Now, like, I can talk about some positives too about how getting older, when you go through life and you manage to learn from your mistakes and make appropriate adjustments to overcome and whatever, you know, like, what ends up happening is you kind of get better at the art of living. And I can't help, even though this just probably sounds douchey and arrogant, but I genuinely feel that I've gotten a lot better at living. And when you get better at life, it really takes a lot of the pain out of getting older. It's like, yeah, I'm older, but I'm better. And I do feel like I'm better in a lot of ways. So there's that. But why I've been struggling, and it doesn't have anything to do with my birthday. This has been going on. like...
You gonna bring it up?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, like, I don't know what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is this dynamic that I've started seeing happen on my social media. Mm. When I'm posting on social media, I want to post, like, what's going to crush. You know, I want to do this is going to be a banger, it's going to crush. And I'm posting, like, you know, like, gnarly stunts, like, jackass clips, you know, like, and I don't want to post just, like what's going on with me and where I'm at, you know, because, like, what's going on with me and where I'm at isn't, like, super exciting. It's not something that's going to totally crush. I just can't bring myself to post something where I'm just sitting there, you know, like whatever happens to be going on. I want it to be some kind of, like, super high-level crazy thing. But then, I just see that on social media, what I'm posting is just kind of not representative of who I am, you know, like... And I was really conflicted about, like, when I twice I've posted me getting choked unconscious. And, you know, with Michael Bisping in the octagon, there's something super official about that. And it got all this press, and I was stoked. But in the back of my mind, too, I'm like, you know, because I know Jeff Tremaine and Knoxville just hate that so much. Like,
what, the just seeing out video?
They hate seeing me get choked out. Oh. They hate the idea of putting that out there as something that's cool, you know? Like, you know, it's just like they think it's dark.
Well, why did you put it out there?
Because I thought it would crush. And it did. Not only did it crush, it got picked up by Sports Illustrated.
So many outlets.
Like the Daily Mail, TMZ.
What, you getting choked out by Mike, but not by Michael Bisping.
By Michael Bisping.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one where you got choked out six times.
Right. And then that's the thing, is that it was like a couple weeks ago I posted Michael Bisping. But then I'm like, I want to promote my upcoming UK tour. So... Like what footage do I have from the UK that's a tie-in, you know, where I can, and I was like, oh, dude, I'll post the getting choked out six times, and dude, I went back and deleted that. I don't know if you noticed that. I went back and deleted it for two reasons. One, I thought, like, it was just like a community guidelines violation waiting to happen. I mean, can we even, like, touch on how ridiculous it is that if I post even the most slightly underdressed and not sexual, but, like, scantily, you know, like, anything even remotely half-naked with Lux, boom. Like, they're so sensitive about...
All platforms.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But that surprises me, because I see, like, super hot chicks wearing almost nothing, like, all the time on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's I'm under a spotlight. I think I know what the reason why that all the platforms got so sensitive about sexuality is because of what was in that Pornhub documentary. Did you guys watch that?
I did. Yeah.
The documentary on Netflix.
Look at his hat. No shit, he watched the Pornhub documentary.
Vinny's over there wearing a Brazzers hat. The Pornhub documentary was crazy. Like the law used to be that, like Facebook, whatever. Like that none of these platforms were responsible for what got posted on them, mm-hmm. because they're not media platforms. They're just like servers, you know, so they're like, hey man, we're just a platform where people can put stuff up. We're not responsible for what people put up. Mm-hmm. And that kind of makes sense, you know, to an extent. But with Pornhub, they were like, people were uploading like criminal stuff, you know. There was like non-consensual stuff. There was like stuff with minors, yeah. You know, like, and their Pornhub's taking the position, hey man, we're just a platform where people upload stuff. We're not responsible for what gets uploaded.
So now they can get in trouble.
Now a law changed not too long ago where they put their foot down and they were like, yo, like, you are responsible for particularly around sex stuff. So, like, anything remotely sexy, boom, taken down. But I post being violently strangled unconscious and thrown onto my head 6 times in a row, and it's totally cool with Instagram.
Yeah, but isn't that the problem? Like, it can be replicated by people?
I mean...
It wasn't the thing about Jackass was, like, you guys were doing stunts that couldn't be replicated?
Imitatability... was a high concern. Okay. Like, anything that's easily imitated, it represents more liability.
So that's why MTV couldn't show that?
Well, we filmed, like, the entire cast being choked out by Gene LaBelle for the first Jackass movie. And even with the R rating, but I don't know that ever even made it to the Motion Picture Association for ratings purposes. I think Spike Jonze, Knoxville, Tremaine just... thought it was dark and didn't want it in. Mm-hmm. I don't think
there was no humor in it.
Yeah, maybe probably.
So what exactly are you blue about, that you've disappointed Knoxville and Tremaine by posting 2 chokeout videos?
No, it's not that.
No, I know what it is, and I think it's getting back to the point of, like, you're like sitting here working your ass off to do a post, and, like, I think, I don't know why you're blue about it, but I think the problem is that you're trying to, when you post on social media, you're trying to go quality over quantity. When what your idea would have been cool in 2009, 2010, like, you know what I mean? It's like a sacred page where people would go to look at your shit. But now I feel like everything's all algorithm based, and they're going to reward you based off quantity, not quality. But you're still in the thing where, like, I can't post that because it's not fucking epic. But, like, here's all these other people that are posting complete bullshit, and they're just, their numbers are growing and growing and growing.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that. Like, I want I'm just so sensitive about how stuff performs, you know? Like, I want it to be, like, epic. I want it to crush. I want it to be rad. And what I got to do is just, like, relax, let by. I really need to just have, like, help with it so that...
I think, but, like, you, if you look at other people that are in your same world, like, they're just blatantly promoting shit. And, like, you don't, what you like to do, and I don't know if you've told people this or you noticed, but, like, you like to have it behind the fold. So yeah. People could, like, you're still giving them entertaining stuff, and you're not pissing anybody off by soliciting. And if, you know, if they like, it's like you putting a promotion at the end of a video. It's like, it's for a certain amount of people that really want it there versus up front.
I want to tell a story and then use the story to organically promote something that is, like, tied to the story. Yeah. And we did that really well with the Johnny O boards. We told this rad story about me and Knoxville, and, you know, and then it went in. The best we ever did it was with Tony Hawk, when we told the story about my history with Tony Hawk and the double wall ride, and then we sold those prints. Like, I really am super proud that my main channel isn't a bunch of, like, includes paid promotion where it's like, you know, I mean, that podcast that are that, and that's what that's how podcasts work. But my main channel is really, like, you know, it's my baby, you know, and I only.
But what is the problem? Because
we're almost there. Why am I blue?
But in pertaining to social media, and, like, I think you're like 5%.
Okay, we're almost there. Okay, yeah. What it is that I'm scared of me and just the way I am, like, not being rad and awesome enough, you know? Like, I want to maintain this persona, like, this image of, like, just the guy who's the wildest thing you've ever seen, and, like, everything's so gnarly. And I'm just feeling that that's not, like, authentic to who I really am. But who I really am, like, isn't a crusher, you know, like, who I, and so I'm just scared of, I'm scared of easing into, like, who I really am, and that, like, it's not going to engage with as many people, and I just gotta, I just have to, like, come to terms with who I really am, put that out there, and whoever is down with it is down with it.
But why, is there something that you, like, give us an example of something that you wanted to post, but you thought, like, no way, I can't do that?
Everything.
Like what?
What do I want? I mean, I've put on my stories, like, my meditation streak and
but
stuff.
Is there something you have in mind that you're not saying that you're
okay,
like...
I mean, dude, I have a million ideas on the whiteboard. You know what? Not only do I have a million ideas, but I feel empowered to make them happen. And that's just what's up. And it's a good thing this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Because, look, this was super therapeutic, this whole conversation. And if you're thinking, man, I really should have this kind of a situation for myself where I speak up about what's going on, what's bothering me, process it, figure out the way forward, then there's no better way to do that than BetterHelp. Because it's a whole network of super qualified, licensed therapists. You can like plug in exactly what it is that you want to talk about, what you want to work on, and be matched with somebody who specializes in that area. I use it, I love it, and it's really helpful, and I'm very happy to be sending you to betterhelp.com/stevo for 10% off your first month. And again, it's like a network of licensed professionals, and BetterHelp.com has matched like 3 million people with therapists, and mental health is a thing. So it's BetterHelp.com/Stevo. BetterHelp.com/Stevo for 10% off your first month. Now let's get back to it. Like this tour bus that we're in, this piece of shit RV, I'm dying for you to find an RV dealership that has the same exact make and model and year, like brand new, so that we can go and do a tour of how this thing began and then cut to all of the ridiculous changes that I've made in here. You know, like a before and after Steve-O's tour bus video.
And what, you're hesitant of making that video?
Yeah, I'm hesitant.
Because you think it won't perform well, or because people are going to say, like, oh, this dude used to be so rad, now he's making his RV?
More that I don't think it's going to perform very well.
And are you talking...
But doesn't that take the fun out of everything?
That's,
you know what I mean?
It's like... For.
I know. Paul's the editor, so you're so intimately tied into this. You know?
Sure.
Like, you've got to be understanding where I'm coming
but
from.
But are you talking about YouTube? Are you talking about Instagram? Are you talking
everything.
About
everything he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things you're kind of talking about here. Because, yes, like, you're sort of obsessed with outside validation, but that's also your whole career, and your income is based on outside people being like, that dude's rad, I want to pay for what he's done. But also, for you to post like something not an insane stunt, it's like nobody looks at the legacy of Steve-O any less because you're not stapling your balls to your leg today.
Right.
Like you did. Like it's like Paul McCartney, when he makes an album, not exactly comparing you to Paul McCartney, but like when he makes an album, like it doesn't kill that. It's not Sgt. Pepper, but like we don't think of Paul McCartney any less. Like he's the dude that made Sgt. Pepper, you know, like
right.
Your legacy is intact.
And I've been okay with putting up videos that are just like stories and like don't have to be super gnarly, but there's just like got to be something like high level about it. You know
I
what
guess.
I mean?
I mean, I like that you hold yourself to some standard. I think, and especially like you can compartmentalize these things. YouTube channel, we hold a really high standard for what we put out.
Yeah.
And like we don't like to put out something that's like, who wants to watch 20 minutes of like us painting?
But like, an Instagram post, like when you see Bert Kreischer be like, dude, I got doing a story, like I got 10 tickets left, come get it. I got one ticket left. Like you would never in a million years tell the world that you had 10 tickets. You wouldn't do that. Like, what do you think about?
I know, and here I am, like, getting ready to tape this unbelievable bucket list special in London, England, and I haven't even been able to bring myself to
why?
Promote it.
Yeah,
like,
what's the reason behind that?
I don't know. I gotta do it.
No, dude. But like, why? Like, what I do you just, think about?
I just feel like it's not, you know, it's not going to be well received. It's not going to be like people are stoked.
But if I was in. Like, dude, if I'm looking on a story and I'm just like, oh, dude, Bert just took a shit. Oh, fucking Rogan just posted another part. Like, I'm not mad at these guys. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, it's quick info. if I'm a fan of Steve in London, I'm like, oh, dude, like, Steve's in London. All right. Fuck, I'm gonna.
And then also, like, there's so many different creative ways that you can go about doing, like, a, like right. a promo of a tour. You know what I mean? Like, look at Bert. Look at Matt Rife. The one that Matt Rife just released, he did one with, like, Ashton Kutcher. You know, and it was pretty funny. He just, like, released his world tour that he's doing. Like, yeah. you could figure out creative ways to promote shit.
But even know? If it tanks, like, it's the whole point yeah. of social media to fucking just feed the beast.
And if it tanks, that just means they scrolled past it. Nobody, like, people don't go to your Instagram to, like, see, like, what's new, what's happening.
Right, right,
and
right.
then they're like, oh, I was let down. That was a waste of my time. It's like, I'm scrolling for hours and hours.
Or sometimes they won't Steve-o. Even push it. The Instagram won't even push the video.
Dude, it's like Idiocracy. Yeah. They're just like, that's literally people, that's really, what
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think what it is, there's some way that when, like, a story is well-received, then it gets prioritized. It'll be like all the way to the left on your row of stories on the top. Like, if people are really engaging with mm-hmm. it, like, it, like, Instagram can tell what people are engaging with. They'll push that up. And so if something's not engaging, then it's just never gonna ever come into the.
But sometimes it's gonna happen, sometimes it's not. And it's like, if you put a lot of effort into something and it doesn't hit, then, like,
right.
And I feel like it just, like, it takes the fun out of everything. And when you take the fun out of everything, like, what are we doing this for?
Right.
I guess we're making, yeah, it's the I paycheck, know. But it's like, why did we start doing this in the first place? It's because it's fucking fun, you know? Right. So it's like, that's the main thing. Like, you're yep. just stressing so hard about,
people
like,
just want content.
Like, analytics. And I get it, because we do bust our ass to make these videos. But at some point, it's like, when is this not fun anymore? You know?
It's so scary how, like, democratic and, like, just, it's right, the numbers are right there. You could just see, like. Yeah.
But if someone didn't see it, then they didn't even know you posted it in the first place. Like, if it only got 10 views, that means only 10 people even know it's there.
Yeah.
The million people that didn't see it aren't upset with you.
Right. Well, I'm glad I brought this up. Thank you guys for that. And I really, you know, and I don't mind being vulnerable and letting people.
No, it's a big step. I'm actually surprised. It's, like, very painful for you to talk about. I can see it.
Yeah.
But it's good because, like, it's all bullshit. Like, no, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a tough paradox to live in. Like, we do give a fuck when they do well, and when they do well,
yeah,
like,
of course,
that's awesome. And, like, you should give a fuck about what you're doing. Like, that's why you're so successful. But also, like, your art is your art, and you, like, you have to have fun doing it, like Vinny said. And, like, if you love it, put it out.
Right.
You know, like,
I do really love the before and after tour bus video.
Well, yeah, what else do you want out there?
I mean, dude, I got a whole whiteboard full of.
Is that why we're not doing it? Not because we're not busy? It's because you just don't want to. Because there's some cool shit up there, dude.
Well, there's a lot of. There's a ton of stuff up there. And yeah, like we got to, you know, move forward with some content. And in more of a general sense, not just about what I do or do not post on social media, like, I just think that, like, it's kind of the same idea, but like, my bucket list show is so, like, high level, like, intense, you know, like, everything is stuff that could not have happened on Jackass, because it's just, like, somehow gnarlier, most of it. And I've absolutely got this next tour in me, the Gone Too Far tour, even higher level, you know, like, but I'm not going to spend that much time, like, you know, doing. So, like, I've got a high-level tour, and I know my next tour is going to be super high-level, like, intense. And, but otherwise, I'm just not, like, you know, like, I'm just feeling mortal.
We're all mortal.
I know.
I think a good thing is like, people listening in the comments, like, fucking, you know, give Steve some love or give him a shout-out, like, saying it's not a big deal, you know?
Yeah,
I think that's.
I mean, nobody's mad at Mike Tyson for not fighting right now.
Right.
Nobody's like, you're Mike Tyson. You're the fuck. Like, why aren't you in the ring? Like,
yeah, Mike Tyson.
We love him. We love him. He fought. He's a champ. Still a champ. Like, but he's doing podcasts. He's doing like, you know.
But he's posting. You know what I mean? He has somebody else just posting bullshit for him, and I'm not like, fuck Mike Tyson. I'm like, dude, yes, Mike Tyson's the shit. Like, keep posting. I want to see more.
And I also think, sorry to interrupt you, I also think, like, people enjoy seeing, like,
Every aspect.
Like, yeah, every aspect of a celebrity. Like, me personal, I, most of the time, I like the behind-the-scenes shit more than the actual content. You know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, Jackass goes, I think I like the .5s better sometimes, you know? And
a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it shows you as a human. And, like, it's the same with the podcast. It's like, do more solo podcasts. You guys are great just shooting the shit, you know? It's like, because we're us. Authentic. You know, we're authentic. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a banger guest. We're putting so much work into it. It's like, this will probably get decent amount of views. You know what I mean? More than fucking...
I know, it's crazy.
Aoki.
It's crazy how, like, we get these guests, so many of our guests, and people aren't interested in the guest. Yeah. And it's probably worth noting that we're putting up 2 podcasts, I think, per week for, like, a 3-week stretch.
Yeah. I think people will like that. But I do also want to, I didn't want to clear up the air, but this is something that we've never talked about on here, but like kind of just been maybe hearsay or maybe we have, but Paul's back in the studio.
There have been a lot of people asking what happened to the gorgeous Paul Brisky. Did you guys have a falling out? Was it a scandal? And we're going to let you know exactly what happened. And I'm glad that we're addressing it. And I'm glad that I'm addressing my health with AG1. I'm telling you, man, I'm very ritualistic. Meditate, yoga, AG1, then coffee. And you can jump on this, man. AG1 is the most delicious nutritional supplement to start your day with, and it fills in all the gaps in your diet. It's got everything you need for gut health. Like everything, man. I love this stuff, man. And if you go to drinkag1.com/Stevo, they will give you an entire year's supply of vitamin D to boost your immunity and 5 free travel packs of this comprehensive and convenient AG1 nutritional supplement. Jump on this deal. Go to drinkag1.com/Stevo. Yeah, dude. Now let's get back to it.
And
Paul's the studio, technically, the editing room, Paul's never left.
But people always ask where Paul Brisky is. And we need to talk about, like, you know, where you went, why, what the whole thing happened, or, you know, what's going on.
I think the question is, where didn't he go?
So what's
been going on in the world of the gorgeous Paul Brisky?
I mean, people think he got fired, but that's not the case at all.
I didn't get fired. I don't know. I've always sort of tried to keep, like, my work life and my personal pursuits a little separate, right? And try to not be too, like, sucked into things that I have a feeling of autonomy and freedom as I go about. And mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I was saying, like, oh, I'm going to Argentina for 2 weeks to record an album. And I kind of did that a lot.
And you were trying to move to Phoenix, too.
And like, I was going to move to Tucson, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I was going
to move to Arizona. Tucson.
So, but yeah, I've just been traveling a lot and recording a lot of music. This year I was in Italy for 2 weeks, and we were, like, in this wine cellar of a 100-year-old house, like, recording an album.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Argentina and worked on it. I don't know, I just travel a lot, and I really value my autonomy. And, like, what this show deserves and needs is, like, someone who's, like, here all the time and going to be in every episode. So it kind of just made sense. There wasn't, like, a big blowout. I think maybe people assume there was, like, you fucking blew it, you're fired. It was just kind of
And that's why I'm bringing it up, because I want to, like, make that known that, like, dude, we've never been upset with you or anything like that. If anything, encouraged you to focus on your music.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I brought it up, to just so people listening know that, like, it's been all love the whole time with you.
I love that. And it's also really impressive how you figured out how to remotely edit from anywhere in the world. Like, our workflow is completely global. While we were in Australia, we're recording podcasts. We're uploading them into the cloud. Like, Paul's off in Argentina and pulling them off of the cloud onto the server at the house in Los Angeles and remotely cutting it together. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter where in the world any of us are. Like, we're able to operate at a high level, and that's incredible. And so Paul's been the quarterback of the media department, like, without interruption.
The whole time.
Yeah. And candidly, at one point, I was like, man, like, you know, Paul, you're traveling so much. Like, I feel like what we need is consistency. And Paul was like, yeah, dude, I totally get it, man. Easy. And but it's good to have you. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I sort of mourn, like, that I, like, lost this consistent gig of being on this show. Like, I always told you, I love being on the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, so, like, sometimes I go, like, oh, man, maybe I blew it. Maybe I squandered an opportunity. But in the end, then I remind myself, like, I don't know. While I was doing it, I was kind of thinking, like, man, I wish I had a little more freedom to move around. So,
yeah.
I'm glad.
But you're making music now. You have working to get your music that you've been working on.
Yeah, go to That Kid Is You on Spotify, Instagram, everywhere. We have an album we made a few years ago that I left for 2 weeks to do a few times. That album's called Argentina. And we have a new one that's sort of like in the works right now that we started in Italy and then worked on more in Argentina. But yeah, That Kid Is You. That's my band.
And you made an album with your fiance.
And I made an album with my fiance, Christine. That's called The Modern Mystics. Also on Spotify and everywhere.
And you have a podcast going on.
And I have my own podcast called the Elk Lodge Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you guys are the best. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, I've always felt supported in this. And, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, maybe I made a mistake or maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But it felt right to me to travel and to do the things I'm doing. And so I've just always kind of followed my heart and my gut. And
I've always felt selfishly like I want you all to myself. You just work on my stuff. And, like, I also would never hold anybody back from pursuing their dreams. And so, like, I just, as much as I want you all to myself, I've been completely supportive and encouraging of you doing whatever yeah. you want to do,
which is an incredible compliment and, like, very appreciated as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, and the fact that you've figured out this remote working, so that, you know, I mean, dude, I got people hustle on my team, man. Like, with all of this being in different countries, putting these videos and podcasts together, like, there's time zones at play. And like, I can't count the times that Paul has stayed up until, like, 6 o'clock in the morning to get something out. You know?
In the time zone that I'm in, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, the dedication, the loyalty from every one of you guys and everybody else on my team is off the charts, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, while we're publicly praising people, like, you're, like, the raddest boss I've ever had, and you do such a great, like, look at the people around, like, we're like bros, you yeah. know. It's like we all say, like, I love you, and we mean
yeah.
it. And mm-hmm. like, not a lot of work environments
mm-hmm.
are that way, feel that way. Like, there's no, like, weird HR department or, like, corporate structure to this, yet it's like a fully legit, like, mm-hmm. company that's cranking out incredible stuff. So
man,
it's awesome,
dude. Thank you for that, dude. Yeah. I'm all choked up. So what's going on in the world of Scott Randolph over here?
Nothing. I'm just got my house, and I got my dad there right now, and he's...
Have you seen him staying in your guest room?
No. I have a guy, because it's on a hillside, so I have the seismic operator, like, trying to figure out the pilings to see if it's safe over there right now.
And safe, what, to build more stuff?
To build more stuff and to see if the existing is safe. You know, to see if, like, the pilings are.
Isn't,
like,
that something that you're supposed to do before you buy the house?
Yeah. They did that, there's some stuff going on in the back that I wanted to check out because it's kind of, like, leaning a little bit. And the guy who came over to build, he's like, are you sure this passed? And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? He's like, well, look at this. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
He, like, puts a ping pong ball on the floor, just rolls to the side.
Yeah, and then Cordell comes over to do my table and he's like, you have a marble? I'm like, why? He's like, the house looks like it's leaning over. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You know, but...
Oh, dude. Couple things. We did not score a touchdown with those fart noises.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. I blame myself for that. I should have known as an editor that's... Nobody wants... That's going to be distracting and...
I mean, I only wanted it just during the one part where he said it a million times because he was talking about taking a shit with...
Well, we...
With Lil Dicky.
Okay, so yeah. Maybe... I mean... I dropped out every fuck because we were getting dinged on YouTube, and like we want this podcast to perform well, and we don't want things working against us.
People thought like we were censoring it because I think they said all the shits were taken out or something like that.
We took out every shit and fuck. But if it was
Jesus, let's mellow out. It, like we get dinged if you swear too many times in one space.
Yeah, yeah. And if it was so, if he was actually talking about shit like poop, I put in a fart sound. If he just said like, yeah, we were like hanging out and shit, and then it was just dropped out.
People were pissed.
Yeah, and so I apologize, everybody. That's on me. You should still go check out That Good Is You.
What's going on, Steve?
We brought that up because it's a problem when you use profanity too much, and then we just threw out like 18 profanity words. Can you believe these guys? I mean, why were we even talking about that? Profanity, man. It's vulgar. But nothing is more vulgar than a nasty, big, hairy bush. And that's why I'm so happy to give you guys this epic deal from Manscaped.com. Look, dudes, it's summertime. You're going to be taking off your shirt. You're going to be at the pool. You're maybe even going to be in bed with some ladies. And there's nothing that grosses a woman out more than an unkempt disaster in your nether region. So if you haven't tried it yet, then it's time to try Manscaped. And if you go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Stevo, you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping. And what do you want to order? Let me tell you, the Weed Whacker. It takes care of all the nose hair, all the ear hair. It is just worth its weight in gold. Thank God for the Weed Whacker from Manscaped, and extra thank God for the Weed Whacker 2.0. You got the Lawnmower 4.0 with the flashlight on it so you can see what you're doing. You got all this great stuff at manscaped.com, and it's time to get over there and use the promo code Stevo for 20% off your order plus free shipping. Yeah, dude. Now let's get back to it.
All right, well, we can mute them instead of do a fart noise. But so why? What's the problem? If we say the S word, like, within a certain matter of, like, 10 seconds?
I just know that happened. The first time we ever did a solo podcast, I was on a rant about the death penalty. And I dropped F-bombs, like, so many times in the space of 30 seconds that the whole podcast was age-restricted on you. And you take whatever views you're at when a video gets age-restricted, and you can just go ahead and hold on to that number because it's not going any higher. Yeah, you know, really? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you have just completely chopped off the legs of that podcast, and that video will not go anywhere. I mean, it, like, negligible viewership after that. And so, like, knowing that that is the rule, like, I am particularly sensitive when I hear swear words a lot of times in the space of a small amount of time, because like I don't want that happening to our channel. And so during that one story with Benny Blanco last week, like I he just kept saying it and saying it and saying it, and I was like, okay, boom, age restriction, we got to do something about this. And so I thought, since the story was about him pooping, put a fart noise over the S word. You know, like, it's not a big deal if you swear. You just can't do it repeatedly a lot of times in a small space. That's the rule. And no more fart noises. Easy.
No more fart noises.
Yeah, I think people would just mute it, you know? Yeah. Or
just, I mean, like I think that it probably makes sense to tell the guests, hey, swearing's fine. You just can't do it a lot of times in a row. So it'd be selective.
Well, you know how you can make it right? You can give something away on the podcast.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Okay, now, the true diehard fans of the Wild Ride podcast will be aware that whenever there is no guest and it's just me and the boys, we give stuff away. And it's another thing that I'm kind of blue about and sensitive. Like, on one hand, I wanted to stop beating the people over the head with promotion. I said that a while back, and I've really pretty much honored my word. I haven't been promoting much at all. But then I'm down at the warehouse yesterday, and the FedEx guy comes and says, hey, you got any pickup for ground? And our warehouse worker's like, nope. And I'm like, man, we've not sold one thing for the FedEx guy to come pick up. Not one. And then I'm blue about that. So, I mean, whatever, dude. I'm not too tripping. But I love it when we have these solo podcasts because we just give stuff away. And then that gets, you know, the blood flowing in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I'm about to do this because it's a high priced item. These shoes. What were we selling these shoes for?
I think $69. Right. That sounds about right.
And are we really gonna just give them away? We have like 300 pairs.
What's the wholesale price?
We bought them for $20. I know that.
At least.
22.
Yeah.
$22 a pair.
And this is the collab you
did
with
E-Merica. Well, then we had them at Amazon.
And they're literally E-Merica brand skate shoes.
Slip-ons.
Yeah. Like, they're high-quality, value shoes.
Yeah, because we had them on Amazon, and I closed down the one company's Amazon, and then they sent them all back to us. And right. So that's why we have these.
Okay, so we have 300 pairs.
Is that right, Isaac?
We have 300 and something pairs. Okay, so... we're gonna take an L on these shoes. We're gonna give them away for $15 a pair.
Yeah,
that's less than we paid for them. And you gotta pay for shipping.
Yeah,
and shipping's tough when you're not Amazon. And then there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, while you're at the site, you can check out the cum board.
Yeah, dude, if I posted the new skyjacking skateboard on Instagram, it would get community guidelines violation.
You
think so? I kind of think so. The way it's me, a cartoon me, like, falling out of an airplane, blowing a load.
Yeah.
It might raise some eyebrows.
Like, I mean, we made, like, the load itself, like, just comically big to cover my junk, but there's, like, hairy nuts creeping out of the bottom. It's great. It's a great piece of art. The question is, how many people want that piece of art? You know,
I bought one. I paid full price. I love that. I like collecting boards now.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I consider skyjacking. It's probably pretty weird to say, but I consider it the crown jewel of my career because.
Right. Really?
Yeah, because there's so many layers to it, dude. Like, to find how many times did you call the companies?
Yeah.
You said, hey, I got Steve-O, and they're all excited.
I mean, can you explain what a crown jewel means? Because, like, I would think that at all your career, you know, you had the skyjacking, that's for sure it. But, like, dude, the fact that the mountain lions were fucking pawing at your head, like, rings a bell.
Right.
Or there's swallowing the goldfish.
Okay. And yeah, those were gnarly things. And we will be putting out a video called Times We Could Have Died with Chris Pontius. Mm. And it's pretty epic. But the thing about skyjacking is that I have worked on live comedy like for 13 years now. Like 13 years now. And the journey has been... like, I'm not gonna like put it down as like, oh, I was like working, it's, you know, because it was great, but like the amount of growth, the amount of work that got me from where I was when I started doing live comedy to where I am today, that's like Mount Everest. You know, I asked Paul to pull a clip from my first comedy special, as well as a clip from my second comedy special, so that I could promote the taping of my third comedy special, which is July 14th in London, England, and hopefully July 13th, if I could bring myself to promote it and sell enough tickets to get to that third show. But when Paul pulled a clip from my first comedy special, he showed it to me, I was like, oh, I can't do it. Because there was this palpable insecurity where I was just like, you know, I'm not particularly mad at the material. I thought the material was fine, but I was just so insecure that I had this thing where, like, when I told a joke, I would be like, like laughing at my own joke. And it was just this cringy, palpable insecurity just on display. And I can't do it, right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, 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 definitely. Definitely, like, it's good you grew out of that. And it was kind of like, yeah, it was like an insecurity, like a crutch almost you were kind of leaning on.
Yeah, and like, two and a little bit years after I taped that first cringy comedy special, 2 and a little bit years later, I taped the Gnarly special. And there was unbelievable amounts of growth in those 2 years. But still, man, the Gnarly special, like, it was better by a lot, but still, eh. And now I'm about to tape my third comedy special, The Bucket List. And it's been more than 5.5 years since I taped Gnarly. And, like, the difference between The Bucket List and Gnarly is going to be, like, Mount Everest-style growth. You know, I really believe that. And I'm so profoundly grateful for my first two comedy specials in that they serve as milestones for where I was at the time. And, like, I've just come so far. So the reason why I consider Skyjacking the crown jewel is because, like, what I've made my thing is all of my worlds coming together. I've got the live comedy. I've got the stunt video footage. And it's all, like, merged into one. And, like, Skyjacking, with all of the comedy of errors and all of the efforts, you know, all of the, everything that it took to get, a company to sign off and a guy to strap himself to my back so that I could tug one off and blow a load as I fell out of an airplane. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the most insane undertaking. That's the most challenging thing we've ever put together logistically. As a production coordinator, that was the biggest challenge.
That was the biggest challenge, and then I think that the amount that we were relying on you to bust the nut at the wind, that's fair.
Right.
The window at which you had to bust the nut.
And then the actual, like, execution of the stunt. Like, I mean, that's among the most that's among the most challenging stunts I've ever had to, quote, pull off, you know, like, and then capturing it, you know, like, it's not that easy to, like, you know, blow a load falling out of an airplane and get it perfect
and just get, you know, the money shot.
Get the full on money shot.
Yeah.
And like, the fact of that, it's I think I might genuinely be the only guy in the world who could make a video of that and, like, proudly put it out. Like, yep, this is what I'm about. You know, come to my show and watch me jack off.
Yeah.
Like, that's gnarly. Nobody can get away with that. And, like, and so, like, it's just the most forbidden, the most challenging, the most, like, from a production point of view, like, it's like lightning in a bottle, man.
Well, I think that'd be like a porn star, like, filming a porn, and they're like, okay, you have to start fucking at 2:30, and by 2:39, you have to bust the nut, or all of this work,
dude, it's,
and you're
it's,
just in your head thinking, like, okay, all the fucking 2:39.
There was a 2-minute window, not a 9-minute window. It had to
You had to bust the nut. Okay, they're like, you start fucking at 2:30, and then you have to bust the nut at 2:39 to 2:40, and you're just, like, in your head, like, okay, fucking, I have to bust this nut, and then it mattered, like...
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was gnarly.
Yeah.
It was gnarly, and so, like the... As far as, like, stunt footage, it is ridiculous. Like, I love stuff that goes... That crosses boundaries. I love stuff that goes too far. The stuff that I love filming, stuff that nobody's willing to show because it's just that crazy, you know. Sure. Like, it's as far as, like, uncensored, like, gnarly, like, forbidden footage, like, that's the top of the pile. And as far as, like, from a storytelling live comedy perspective, there's so many layers to it. There's just so many, like, laughs per minute in the Skyjacking bit. Like, as far as strong stand-up and, like, ultra-high-level forbidden stunt footage, top of the pile.
Yeah.
Plus, I always love, like, showing people something they've never seen before, even though you don't even know that you needed to see it, but, like, yeah. Just something where, like, like, wow, I've never seen that. Never right. seen that ever. You know, right. like, I love doing
and,
that.
And, dude, like, how proud am I? I say I'm the only guy in the world who could pull it off, but, like, think of it this way. Like, when you come to my show, Like, you don't even necessarily think, like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to have to sit here and watch a guy blow a load. Like, you know, like, it's just like, oh, I'm going because this show's going to be, like, super crazy. Like, it's all this crazy stuff. And then I think, like, when I say at the end of the show, this bit's called skyjacking, I think people realize, like, oh. And then I tell the story, and it's my job by the time I play that clip to have people be okay with what they're about to see.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
even your dad and sister.
My dad and sister, like all my.
I couldn't believe you fucking. You
know what I mean? And dude, that like that's my proudest work. That like on a nightly basis on tour, I take 1,000 people on a journey right up to skyjacking, where they sit there and joyfully watch me jack off to completion, and like they're laughing, joyfully. they're laughing.
No, they cheer it. Like when that happened, they're like, yeah, you know, like,
yeah.
But yeah, that's such a good point. If you just came out and said, hey, here's a video of skyjacking, you just played it, people it would not perform nearly as well. Like you've kind of you've built enough trust with them at that point. You've like kind of really worked them to where they love it now. Like they're
right.
Joyous.
And I mean, so yeah, that I like. Those are the reasons why I consider that the crown jewel. You know,
yeah,
I think that like, I it takes a level of mastery to make that okay for 1,000 people to joyfully watch together.
Masturbatory.
Yeah. And so whatever, like that's maybe a little much.
Well, so we were talking about the board, right?
Oh yes. So now I've got to commemorate this crown jewel. There's the skyjacking skateboard, autographed skyjacking skateboards at
Steve-O. Yeah, there's not that many left too.
I mean, are there really? Wait, come on.
I mean, that are signed.
All right.
Because we send a lot to...
Oh, that's right. We sent a bunch to the UK, so there really aren't that many. And oh, gee, I didn't even promote them.
Yeah, no, they're selling. You know, that's the people that go to the website. I don't know. We can even cut this out. But do you want to talk about that person that you talked to that lives on the East Coast that came out of nowhere after 20 years that reached out on an email? I forwarded to you.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about that or do you not?
Wow.
Because that's some juicy little fucking.
I don't want to put that on blast.
If it's the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll tell you
I
after.
I think you do.
He doesn't want to.
Do I?
But do you, we can cut this all out and make it smoother. I can say it again. But is that something that... Because you don't want to scare him off.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Since you did that, we're not going to cut anything out. I was totally shocked, and I don't think I'm worried about scaring anybody off. And if they're not comfortable with the spotlight or attention, then maybe they want to rethink it. But I'm gonna go ahead and say it. A guy reached out who I haven't seen in 20 years, thinking about getting back into the spotlight in some fashion. And his name is Brandon DiCamillo.
Oh, shit.
And I spoke to him on the phone. I mean, dude, we had a great talk, you know? And it's just been like...
How long do you guys talk for?
I told him by text. I said, dude, you're the closest thing to an actual unicorn that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
And he was like, ah, yeah, it's funny. Maybe I am kind of a unicorn. And, you know, he
Does he talk to anybody?
I'm not even sure, man. We just talked about like what it might look like for him to, you know, get back into show business.
Yeah.
Now, what does he want to do? Like, what kind
of? I told him that I thought that he, like, out of anybody, would be the best suited for performing live comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he could just absolutely kill it
for sure.
In comedy clubs. Like, just if you imagine just like a chunk of his set being freestyling,
mm-hmm.
you know, like just ranting, like, you know, I mean, that's what, like, I really consider that out of anybody who was ever involved with Jackass, he stands alone as the most talented one of all of us.
Hmm.
you can take a bunch of us and put us together, and he's more talented than that.
Like, well, just spontaneity, or yeah, like... Yeah,
and I told him this on the phone, that his ability to do nothing, like, remarkable, you know, nothing physical, nothing, like, dangerous or shocking or scandalous or anything, but to just do very little and make it ultra compelling, totally hilarious, and just like spin gold out of nothing. Like,
yeah.
He hasn't been active on social media at all, right?
No, but I understand that he has like filmed like sketches and stuff that he just never showed anybody.
Whoa.
Just for his own satisfaction.
That's sick.
I want to say that he confirmed that, but I mean, I don't know. Like, he's not. Like, I told him, like, I think he could kill it in live comedy. And if he ever wants to come with me on tour, like, we could spend time together.
Well, he might be doing an East Coast tour September. Yeah, maybe he wants to show up to Boston.
I think we are. Comment in the comment section
if you want to see Brandon in Boston.
I think that's a great idea. I just told him, like, the YouTube and creating content. I think he'd just really be well suited to be a content creator. And he said, yeah, you know, like, he wants to wait. I even told him, I think it'd be better to wait until, like, you've got sort of, a good amount of stuff to put out. And then we can get you on the podcast and promote it.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be a great podcast guest.
Dude.
I mean, we've talked about him. It's like, because we were like, man, like, trying to find these unicorns. Because, like, we love when it's somebody that, like.
It's always Brandon Deco that comes up.
Yeah, Deco is the top of that list, always.
For sure. Yeah, he'll crush.
Have you heard from Bam? I don't even want to talk about it, but like, you haven't. He's.
I don't think I'm on his good side anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I at this point, I don't know anything about him, but more than anybody else.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
I mean, there's nothing good about it. I wish that he was doing great and killing it, you know. But. Yeah, I don't know, and if he's really in a treatment center right now, hopefully he can turn the corner.
Did you know Lamar Odom had treatment centers?
I saw that on TMZ like a while back.
But he has them.
He's got three now. I heard.
He's got three.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good for him. Maybe we can get Lamar Odom on the podcast.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I think that serves to tangle some wires.
For sure.
I don't know if that makes the most sense in the world.
But yeah, so this is going to air Thursday. Like, I enjoy doing the podcast, and like, I enjoy doing
dude,
these
so
kind.
Oh, dude, it's so sick. Yes. Benny Blanco was the greatest.
Benny Blanco was the
he
greatest
was so
guest
sick.
In a long
time.
Yeah,
we went an hour and a half, and it felt like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
if anybody's listening to this still and didn't see the Benny Blanco podcast, find it. Let's link it here. Because, dude, that guy produces music for like... Who,
the biggest people
Drake,
out there. Justin Bieber. Ed Sheeran.
Sia.
Yeah.
Everybody.
He's just the most, like...
He, like, yeah, I was sleeping at Jay-Z and Beyonce's house, like, working with Kanye.
That's
you don't hear that every day, you know?
Right.
Yeah, he's got a rad life, man.
I think next week we might have back-to-back guest podcast, and the following week... we'll have another one of these solo podcasts, but that one's gonna be you guys just ambushing me with the most brutal negative comments. Like
you're gonna read the you're gonna pick some comments from the previous ones and like.
I don't even want to necessarily.
Yeah, I don't even think we should let him pick. I think we pick.
Oh, I'll pick.
He doesn't know until we shoot.
Yeah, and don't go easy on me. The point is to get to hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
having said that,
people are going to start writing the gnarliest comments.
Yeah,
now.
But only from the past. Like you sound like Whoopi Goldberg. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's kind of rad.
Yeah, I've pulled some. I think.
Whoopi Goldberg has a career.
Yeah, she's awesome. No, I've pulled a bunch of comments because Scott said this was coming.
That's a really good point, Vinny.
Not going forward, we want to acknowledge it.
Don't even waste your time writing negative comments to try to get featured on a video because these comments have already been curated.
Yeah.
And did you have enough already?
I have a bunch, and I think
we have two episodes worth already.
No, but what I also grabbed was like an interesting comment, or like something that sparks some conversation. I don't think we should do an episode that's just hurting your feelings and making you sad, and just reading negative things. Like, some of that is funny, but like, you know, I've been pulling, like, and I put on Instagram, like, if anyone's got any questions for us, maybe we'll read them soon.
That.
And like,
see, just
have it fun. Like, it's fun. It's fucking fun.
It's like let's keep it fun.
He's like, hurt my feelings, make me think twice about my life.
He's like, I'm just crossing the crucify on me.
That's the name of the episode. Make me hate myself.
That's gonna be the next solo one where you're like, we're gonna be talking about that, right?
That's an important like step in just like processing, and like, you know, dude, this was therapeutic for me, man. Like, I appreciate you guys. I'm glad that I spoke up. I hope that this podcast resonates with our audience.
And like, dude, I read the comments. Like, I like to engage.
Yeah, I do too.
So like, I want to be more engaging in the comments. Like, if you know,
are the comments acknowledging the effort that I've put in to be more
less of an asshole?
Yeah.
There definitely are some.
Less of an asshole, and just like a conversational etiquette.
Yes, there's definitely some. It's like, wow, this was great. Steve really let the guest talk on this one. I've seen at least one of those. I pulled.
No. I mean, it's all good, and I think, I mean, maybe you even go through some of the old podcasts and read them in real time, and get real live reactions to that.
I mean, like, present me with the cut. I think you guys reading them to me, that way the audience can hear them, and I'll hear them at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about, I mean, do you want to wrap this up, or is there anything you want to say? Do you want to say, maybe tease who the next guest is going to be, or anything like that, or do you want to just
next guest is for sure Eric Andre, right?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
Hopefully Eric Andre can steer more people back to Benny Blanco, too, because they're such bros.
Yeah.
I actually kind of regret that we didn't put him out in the original order intended.
We still can.
No.
Like, Benny Blanco's out.
All right. I think we can wrap this
can
up.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please do.
I'm not asking anybody to buy anything.
Oh, boy.
I just want people to go check out the new website.
Yeah, your new website.
My new website.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
SkinnyVinny.tv. You don't have to buy shit. Just go check it out.
Buy a sticker.
Because we put a lot of hard work into it.
Yeah,
buy a sticker. Fucking support. But yeah, SkinnyVinny.tv.
SkinnyVinny.tv. And it's worth mentioning that when you go to Stevo.com, it's a whole new website, too. And we worked super hard on that.
Yeah. Happy birthday, dude. I love you, man.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday. I love the guys, Paul and Scott. Our birthday present to you was not texting you.
Yeah.
That's epic, dude. Thank you for that. All right. I love you, everybody.
Love you guys.
Later.
So this week has been a roller coaster, guys. And I'll tell you what I did immediately after this podcast wrapped up. I went over to a place called Foam Mart and traced the outline of the window of the podcast van and got a piece of foam. Then I went over to Home Depot to get a new air conditioner because it's summer, man. It's going to be hot. So, like, with the foam, and I figured, then I built this foam capsule to go over the top of the air conditioner to run the hose through the window and cool down the van. And I just got such a big kick out of it. Made a video of it. And gosh dang darn it, I'm posting that video. It's me building a foam top to an air conditioner. And I'm going to post it because I think that's cool. But it should be in the stories, just the stories.
I don't know.
The heart to watch that thing kill, like, die out there. But whatever. In any case, I'm a work in progress over here, guys. And I do want to end with this. But by no means are any, like, negative comments getting featured in anything. But if you do have any, like, actual questions, we will be looking in this comment section for interesting questions to spark discussion on future No Guest Wild Ride episodes. Let us know if you like the No Guest episodes, man, because I want to give you guys what you want, because I love you, especially the ones who stick around to the very end. So thank you, and hope your week's fucking awesome.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.